Blog Talk Radio.
Got you all around me, getting anxious. Leave me, don't look back, it's all about you. In the dark right now, feeling lost but I like it. Comfort in my sins, not about me. All I got right now, feel a taste of resentment. The more in my skin, it's all about the stain on my shirt, new bits on my nerves. Going back on my word, damn bitch.
on my shirt, new bitch on my nerves. Old nigga got curved, going back on my word. Damn bitch, you like 30.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Polo.
What's up, my nigga?
I ain't ready for this.
Let's go. It's on for, baby.
You want me to get you something, daddy?
Hey, girl. Hell, you the business. So what's the business? Don't be shy. I'm just talking to you, girl. Hey, ma. Yo, where your man at? I know you got that, cause you too fine to be single. I should be at home, but eating fucked up. Girl, up and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have a menage with his lady and some freaks at the bar who like fucking with a star. I told her.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, the Girl La Negra, and this is the Erotic Love Zone. And I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. How you doing tonight, diva?
Oh, diva, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, girl, I'm good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1 and participate. We love you too. Promise we won't bite you unless you want us to. Before I continue or any further, I want to give a big shout-out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Link, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And speaking of raw links, Diva, I got mine on. You got yours on?
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
I know that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, back on the Raw Links, you can get yours over at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And you can also acquire these beautiful stones and gems on Amazon. I believe it's at Raw Links as well. Now, Diva.
Yes, ma'am.
This topic tonight, my goodness, this topic tonight. I like this. I think we're going to get some secrets up in here revealed. You know, only if they want to, but I think people, you know, sometimes people, they want to reveal secrets, you know, about if the dead could talk. I wonder, what you think it would say?
Well, I'm not sure whether to plead the fifth or give it straight. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I can do that. I can let you know how that is in my piece.
So, all right, well, we can jump right into that then, because I want to hear, you know how I am. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My bed talked to me the other day, said I had a feeling a certain kind of way. See, the occupancy had changed on occasion. Muscles were used that hadn't been in a long time and caused it to creak and protest. This bed got a hell of a workout, which didn't stop until its number went back to one. Then it thanked me for the rest. But my bed admitted it was a lot of fun. The sheets were wet from sweat, skeet, and cum. They were washed and changed each day. The pillow talk, it repeated, got me all heated up again, teasing me how many times I said, yes, baby, how he kept saying, give it to me. The moans and shouts were heard, too. My bed was in disbelief how many times we climaxed. It also admitted it liked all the action, because in the end, I had real satisfaction. My bed got mad due to the indentations in the mattress. I told it to chill. It was memory foam, and soon they'd be gone. Now every day, it wants some more. And I said, soon. There'll be plenty when he steps back inside my door. And that's that piece.
Ah, damn. Memory foam. I got lost in the voice and the words. With wanted more. I can dig that. I like that. That was delicious.
Thank you, darling. Well, man. And I'm sure you have something, because I want to know what your bed said to you.
What my bed talks about? Okay. All right. I got a little something.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Diva. Thank you. Now, this is untitled, but I'll tell you. I've owned 4 beds in my lifetime, but I'll give you one. If my bed could talk, it would talk about nights of touching myself and tasting remnants of our mixture off my fingers, shifting my body to the cooler side just to roll back over, allowing the warmth of that spot to falsify the warmth of his body. From being impatient and longing for him to come home, because his promises in the dark, kept by daytime rituals of eye contact, passion, contained soft kisses and gentle brushes of skin, how I'd play until I come. It would tell of secret rendezvous of the nights. The moonlight would have a menage a trois with our bodies bare, you know. How it would dance across my skin, highlighting spots to entrances within that his lips and hands had already been, renewing his nature to rise and revisit over and over again. It would talk of the overindulgence of levels of sense, of the flavors of taste, of mouth-watering mouthfuls of sweet and sour releases, salted tears of passion, overwhelmment from decadence and carnal lust fulfillment. The cabin stabbing, hard riding. Ooh, stories it would tell that held the secret formula of just how sloshy, how juicy, how wet an orifice can get. Squirting. So divine, when properly stimulated by touching, kissing, sucking, deep throating, swallowing, and my bed could talk. Stories told be a beautiful, sweet nothing whispered in the ear, finger licking. An endless word, so divine. And that's that piece.
Oh, well, damn. Diva. Hold up. Hold up. And mm-hmm. The flavors of taste, of mouth watering, mouthfuls of sweet and sour releases. Ooh, Lord. Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Flashy, mm-hmm. How juicy, how wet an orifice can get. Oh, come on, Diva. Hey, Diva, I should have had some ice water before you spoke. Now it's like, wait a minute. My bed might start talking to me again, like, where is he? Man, that was sensuous, delicious, and delectable. And
thank you.
Ooh.
I gotta give me a bottle of water. Yeah.
Okay. See?
I mean, my mouth ain't dry, but I still want.
Well,
Diva.
Well,
now that we've gotten our bed talk out of the way, how about we start opening up these mics to hear some more bedtime stories. How about that?
Have mercy.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We're in trouble. We're in trouble. You see this first caller, right? So,
yes, I do.
All right, let me open up the mic. We got a Poetic on the line. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. Hey, Adrian.
Oh my God. Lord. Oh, my goodness. You should wait until I got some ice water. Hi, Van. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the sensual deliciousness that I'm hearing from this topic. My goodness.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Wow. I guess you can tell us in your piece, but I still want to ask the question.
I don't recall hearing either of you answer your own question. Y'all just went into y'all pieces. How is that fair to us?
Yeah, I just couldn't do it. I had to just go on in because my bed only talks to me when I'm really sleepy and I got to get up and it says, no, baby, come on back. And I'd be like, woo, but I can't.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. My bed don't have no, the past couple of years, my bed ain't had nothing to say. But, damn, you back again? Didn't you just get Okay, so I had to give you some stories of old days because, you know, ain't no action happening. It ain't got nothing to say but that. But here she come again. Damn.
Yeah, I can dig it. Because my bed is saying the same thing, honestly, at home. Bruh, my bed is saying, bruh, when we going to see some real stuff going on up in here? We tired of just sleeping.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you. I understand.
And then I say things like, well, if I roll over in the bed, would that make you happy? You know, that going to make you happy because I rolled over? Well, that's about the only action you're seeing right now.
I hear you. My God, it's got a little bit of company. You got some bags of yarn all the way on the other side.
I hear that. Yeah, often it'd be my kids, you know, they be all up in there.
I hear that. But we still would like to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because we want to hear some bedtime stories. And I know you brought something.
I did. I brought a piece for you. It's called Last Time Sheets.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Wow.
Thank you. Do you know how hard it was to change my sheets and lose the scent of you since the moment you hit the streets, not knowing that the last time I was deep inside you, as I tucked each corner of the fit sheet, it's true, I thought about just how you gripped them. So as I was feeling you ooze all over me, and I know when you stepped outside, you looked back and said, no more will he do me like that. After I stepped back and looked patiently waiting at how the bed was indicating, tell her to come back so we can pick up where we left off. The bed squeaked as I continued caressing it, and I let out a cough, thinking to myself, she's so damn tempting. She expressed she's no longer visiting because her emotions are tied to her orgasms, and the way I make her come performs the wettest exorcisms. Making my bed for the last time from her sends a devilish grin across my face because I'm a pleaser. Then I put on the top sheet that either ends up on the floor or at the bottom of our feet. Watching you moan and call out my name, administering sheer pleasure to your body, and baby, the way you came. As I lay down the top sheet, we try to be discreet because the amount of passion that drips all over, and you bend over and nickname me Rover. This level of penetration, as you grip and tighten with domination, then I'm reminded as I insert the pillows into the pillowcases, watching your many love faces pressed against the soft plush pillows while I make love to you in the night shadows, not thinking this is our last time. It doesn't matter if we're no longer in our prime. We just want to make love till the sun comes and then rises. All the times and thoughts about how good you feel and how good you taste, no more disguises. This last time has me self-pleasuring, touching, massaging, stroking, and feeling. So upset that this might be the last place I get to feel you in my space. So for now, I will bust all over my hands, not knowing that this is never the plan. So, hey, sexy, I got fresh sheets for you to mess. Ooh, cream, I must confess, I love it. So please, do it. And that's that piece.
You know what? All right. Well, dang. Well, dang. All right. I'm going to try to get myself together here, okay? First of all, I understand how hard it is to change the sheet because I like to keep the scent of mine, too. But, Lord have mercy. The wettest exorcism? Oh, okay, Ren. Okay, boy.
Yeah. Wait a minute. The pleasuring yourself and let it... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah, that kind of could happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was delicious.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever heard you talk about pleasuring yourself in any of your pieces before.
Because I usually I don't. I don't feel the need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of work.
Okay. I got it.
Oh, okay. That was absolutely delicious. It was. It really was.
Thank you.
Delicious.
Forgot where I was for a second. Okay. Now, hold on, Pete. I know. He's coming. Hold on. Give me a couple more seconds.
I'm coming, baby.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
We would like you to join us again a little bit later to give us the rundown for Epiphany, if you don't mind. I'm asking nicely. Thank you. In the meantime, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge so you can join your lady. She's been feeling some type of way about what's being said about her, and I had her back. I appreciate the mother folks talking, so you know.
That's right.
She needs
Alpha. I'll fire them. I'll fire them, baby. Don't worry about it. I'll fire them. They might just keep coming back, but I'll fire them.
All right, poetic. Thank you. We will see you a little bit. One love, one mic.
Lord,
him. I'm feeling some kind of way right now.
Okay. Wait a minute. I started to go, who's topic was this? Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm so kind of tingly and warm inside. All right. Let's get to this next caller. We got our Canadian connection coming in. Lovely diva, Lady A, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, diva?
It's awful hot in here.
I know, right?
No.
Goodness, yeah. It's so bad.
There's a lot of heating it up in here like that.
Oh, my goodness, eh? I can't even. I try to imagine. It's been a while. Yes.
I think, you know what? I think I'm going to make that a topic of discussion one day. Why is it that it's been a while for some of us? What is it about us holding back? Yeah, one of these days. I don't know when, but one of these days I'll make it. But back to the topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Erin.
Yes.
Yes.
If your bed could talk, what would it say?
Well, I have a poem that will express that quite readily. I would say it's been a while, not because I can't get involved. It's just there's just been nobody, and. You know, I enjoy that part of myself quite a bit, and I'll read this poem to you, and you'll know. It's called Telephone Wires.
The mic is yours.
Miles of separation, pondering his adoration, arouses sexual imaginations. Distance did not impair desires that came to bear alone with my fingertips. Not enough to satisfy my lusting lips. Crazed, I dial his number. I say, baby, I need your member. Blistering breath blazes through the lines. My ears braces. Sultry sirens sizzle, speaking sensual sonatas and symphonies. Sing a song of tantalizing tongue, traversing phallus to find the peak. Pearls erupt, tasting sweet. Tongue licks, mouth slick, suckles dick. Melting wires with my desires, he breathes heavy with my fire. Baby, 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 I want to hear you come. Moan for me, hum. Deep within his throat, animal groans he emits. Imagine, darling, your warm cream. I rub it on Venus and scream. Let me visualize you squirm. He tells me how his fingers burn. He fits them into my sweet and wet. His tongue licks full and clit. Hands envelop, aching breasts. Pinches, pulls, I don't contest. I push him off. Now watch me until I'm engorged. He speaks my name. Telephone wires burn up as a forge. End poem.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Okay. Shit, I
couldn't get myself off mute.
I know, right? I had a thinking too. First, I was like, wait a minute now. Okay, now look. I'm going to tell you where I got stuck, okay? I'm going to tell you. Lord have mercy. A warm cream, and I rub it on my Venus and scream, Lord have mercy.
They're right there. Yes.
Did you feel the warm?
Girl, yeah, because you know what, although there are some of us that don't do it that often, I do it. I have my weeks where I will pleasure myself several times. I don't know, it just comes over me and I have to be my own self company. You know, even though I enjoy my own self anyway, I just sometimes I get worked up and I got to just shout. It gets to the point where sometimes I can't even get to the toy. My hands just done took over. They got a mind of their own. And before I know it, I'm like, damn, already?
I know, right?
Yeah.
You know what this is? There's a reason a lot of times why I don't pull out my toys, because I'm a squirter, and I don't feel like all that mess all the time. And any of y'all that squirt know how messy it can get, okay? Then I got to get up, I got to change the sheets. And and even though I'll lay a towel underneath of myself, and it'll soak right through the towel. So I'll leave it alone toy, because it's too much work afterwards. Who want to get the hell up and do all that damn moving around afterwards? And I'm not laying in the wet spot.
Yeah.
You know? My hand, it doesn't have the effect of the toy, the high power, you know, but it gets the job done.
That's the damn thing.
Yeah, that was delicious. That was absolutely delicious.
Delicious.
I do. I love that part about you taking his cream and rubbing it on the
I got a, well, that got a zing out of me. I'm like, zing, oh, well, okay.
Good, because it zings me, that's for sure.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
Zing.
It can be so
zing.
Much fun, eh? It's just such an intimate, wonderful time, just even like the phone sex part of it, but just that intimacy with another person, even with by yourself when you're thinking of that other person, you know. It's a great part of that, of ourselves, that is created for pleasure, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Girl, you know what? You never disappoint, Lady A. You never disappoint.
Oh, thanks so much.
That was. Oh God. All right, I got to send you on over there to the Love Lounge.
hey, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Poetic is over there with my mixologist, and she'll fix you whatever drink you want. Thank you for coming.
Okay,
well,
that
love.
Sounds great.
Love.
Thank you so
one
much.
Love, one,
one love, one mic, one finger.
Oh, no, two. No, two. Okay.
Before we open up this next microphone, can you give us a station identification real quick, please?
All right. Let me see if I can jack one up right quick. Dang, go on. She's trying to kill us, Diva.
I know.
Oh, man. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, goodness. My computer's a slow move tonight. I'm telling you, it was a full moon this morning. And I'm like, ooh,
what?
Here we go. Yeah.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the Erotic Love Zone. As you just heard, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and come on, press that 1 and participate. We love you, too. It is approximately 9:45, and you have up until 10:59 to get in here, and after 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk Lady has no chill. You will not be allowed in. You will miss the rest of the show. So, Diva, are we ready for this next call?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 815. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Diva. This is Gina Storm.
Hey, Diva.
How are you?
Hi, ladies.
Welcome.
Oh my God, I'm doing the most. I didn't know what I got myself into, but I'm here for it.
Oh yeah, I know you hit the shit now. We about to get a story up in here. True bedtime story. I already know it's about to happen. But I still got to ask you the question. If your bed could talk, what would it say?
Oh my goodness. All right, so I'm going to key style a piece for y'all because I have a written that I wanted to share, but I also know how I'm feeling right now, and I know what's going on with my bed, so I have to be true to me. And the reality is I sleep alone. Like, I tell people all the time, I sleep on the outside of my bed, and the inside is my tablet, my tissue box, my phone, my notebook, my pen, my remote control. So if there was a person on the other side of my bed, this would be a different story. But the reality is I sleep by myself. So.
All right. Well, I think a lot of our beds look like that. I know mine does.
And like,
mine is one with beds.
What is the telephone you said? I like to find out why that's the case. So what I'm going to me in particular is a lot of us are picky. And we're selfish.
Oh, I know I'm picky.
Trying to give our love away to anybody. we can't just, you know, bed a person just to have someone else in our bed, and that's why we sleep alone.
Well, you know what? You're right, and it goes much deeper than that for me because I want a connection. I don't want to just,
absolutely,
you know, do the horizontal hop and dismiss, mm-hmm, you, which I have.
No, ma'am.
But,
I don't want to be like, okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your stay, but please go away. So, yeah,
okay,
we need somebody actually attracted to and we have a connection with so that we can cuddle afterwards and wake up in the morning. So, yeah, we're looking for something much deeper than just sexual stimulation, and that's why we sleep alone.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that. I'm not going to talk on that no more because I'm saving it for another
okay
show. But,
absolutely, and I'll be here for that one too.
That's what's up. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, so I'm ready. My introduction is going to be a freestyle, and my piece was written on December 25th, which was Christmas Day 2015. So I'm going to read a piece that I wrote, but I'm going to give an intro that I'm going to do off the dome. I sleep alone, not because I have to, because I chose to. The reason that I do so is because nobody can love me like I do. And in the interim, I will not settle, nor will I compromise. So that's okay, because in the middle of the night, I want to know that the bed that I'm sleeping on is all mine. See, these sheets are brand new. That comforter, that quilt, they're just for me, too. The reality is this. I've slept by myself for so long now that I don't remember what it was like to spend another night with someone else, y'all. Like, the reality is this. I'd actually like to have someone come through and service me and go home immediately because I have no one that I'm in love with. And there has to be a connection that is not just physical. It has to be emotional and mental. I need you to stimulate my gray matter before you do my body. I need you to make me feel like I need you like no other. I want to know that the love that I'm getting is all mine because I'm not jealous, I'm territorial. And the reality is this, I'd rather sleep by myself because I understand what I bring to the table. I'm sorry, baby. You may be used to women who are bringing something they can sit across the table from you, but I'm the table. And when I feed you, you're going to be full. So I'm simply looking for the erotica that is me by myself. And if you can give me that kind of love that you've been giving to just you, then I think that there's something that maybe me and you can do. I was pinning a sexually stimulating poem. My body became warm. My nipples were looking like rum-soaked raisins, plump and juicy. My breasts were full also, perky like I was a young girl. The moisture from my kitten made my thighs slick. Warm and ready, I was arching my back. The lips were apart slightly. I've been yearning nightly, aching to be touched, needing to release so much. I slowly removed my jeans. My ass is stretching the seams. Next, I soaked my panties. They're clinging to me. And those soft brown curls now showing, trim low. My juices steady flow. The pooling in my ass crack and my pens down. The notebook, like my legs are wide open. My throbbing clit is waiting. I slip my finger inside and I close my eyes. I squeeze my right nipple and I moan. I'm rubbing my clit furiously. This is ecstasy. I'm passionate and romantic. This has become erotic. I'm humming like a harmonica close to my own distinction. Around my kitty, I'm doing small circles and my body is jerking and I'm breathing heavily. I'm almost there, but I'm not ready. I'm taking a deep breath, and I'm holding it. The juices feeling like silk. My hips are raised, my vision glazed, my breath is still held. My heart is pounding. I feel like I'm about to arrive, but I'm going to slow it down immediately. The anticipation is ridiculous. The orgasm will be furious. I pinch my clit and nipples together. My body is roaring. I hear the thunder from Gina Storm, and you know I have to shudder. I'm slowly exhaling while squirting. I'm dizzy. I'm floating. And then gently, I fall back down to earth. I came with all my worth. I'm licking my soaked, wrinkled fingers, and I'm tasting sweet as dessert. I'm breathing now regularly. My heart is now again being able to beat. I'm slippery and sweaty, satisfied but temporarily. I move my right leg over the back of my bed, and then I feel like I'll be okay. My hands glaze my damp kitty. I am suddenly giddy. My fingers are searching within. Oh, my God, I might have to let y'all go because it's happening again. In peace.
Slippery wow. Kitty and thighs sliding and nipples yeah. Being pinched. Yeah, all that.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes,
look,
understand.
This is the assignment.
All right,
I
now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
What
else can we do when you take care of you? You understand what I'm saying? Can't nobody love
mm-hmm.
me like you.
Love yourself.
That's right. That's what I'm just saying.
I say all the time.
That's the
end
part.
See, I don't just love me.
That is self-care.
Look, I'm in love with me. I just want somebody to share me. Okay.
Indeed.
That's it. You know? That was a decent. That was a decent piece.
Hey,
I don't really like
to have a whole stroke. Thank you, ladies. I needed
yes.
this mic.
Hey, look. That line, service, then go home immediately. Ooh, I love that line.
Hey, hold on. I know this dude be like, I want to stay the night. Breakfast. You know, honestly, this is real talk. When I was younger, between my marriages and I was dating, I would tell the man who spent the night with me that your breakfast in the morning will be indignant of your performance. Now, if you get a Pop-Tart just took out of the telephone package and I didn't even put it in my toaster, you didn't do the job. Now, if I cook, I make pancakes and scrambled eggs and grits and bacon and sausage.
Oh, we got the business.
Then you get and after I feed you, I'm going to need them to go again. But if you don't get that, if I don't even offer you cold cereal, don't even call me back. You are not on my hit list. You will not be a repeat offender. I'm going to need you to go back where you came from. I'm talking about over yonder. Just like a new neighbor, I'm going to need you to be over there.
My son always say, back from whence you came.
Back from whence you came. Because you did not do the damn thing. I'm going to need you to be over there. Because I got this by myself. Understand what I'm saying? So if you come here and you can't do what I do, then the last thing I need is to see you again, boo-boo. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There will be no do-over. You got one at bat. You better swing for the fence. Let's go. Because I'm going to give you everything I got. And if you don't do the same, then one and done.
Okay. Okay.
You'll be like, I never had a one-night stand. I never had a one-night stand, but I had some people that didn't deserve a do-over. Because I'm going to tell you, time that's wasted, and you can't get back good pussy. So I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm going to tell you what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm dismissing these brothers for real, for real. Like, immediately. Yeah, you didn't make the mark. But bye now. Bye now.
Well, you know what? With my one night stand, when I had him over here, and that was the only one that I had here after my hair, I had something to do in the morning, and he thought I was going to leave him.
I love
here.
It. She said I had
and I was
to
like,
do.
I see you. I know you got something to do. He said, no, I can't sleep. I said, you can sleep wherever you want, but you can't sleep here, baby. You got to get up.
Bye now. Bye now. I'm telling you, because that other side of my bed is not yours.
Ooh, and he felt the type of way, but you know what?
I see solo. I don't know where you're going to go. I'm not saying you got to go home. You just got to leave here.
You just got to get up out of here, okay?
That's all. That's all. I will lock the door.
And I couldn't understand him. I couldn't understand him wanting to stay in here anyway, because at that time I had two pits downstairs.
And you know what the funny part about it is? I have never been the chick that liked to cuddle. You know how afterwards that, you know, they want to hold you and talk and some other stuff. If the sex was unsatisfactory, oh, yeah, don't even touch me. So, yeah, I'm that chick. Yeah. Look, and my brother was like, you know, you mostly a dude. I might be. I grew up with all of you. I had 16 brothers growing up. I don't care. You can call me Reggie if you want to, and not Regina, but the reality is this. Will not sleep tonight with this diva. I'm going to tell you where you will be, at your house, not mine. Because I don't have time. And that's that.
Now, I am a cuddler. I'm very, very affectionate. But
I am not.
If the work that was put in...
No, like, honestly, if you do what you were supposed to do, I don't mind you holding me afterwards. But if you didn't do what I asked you to, and I didn't get what I needed, then bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Ta-ta. I'm not saying adios for... I don't have to let you spend the night with me.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. You don't.
I say au revoir, I mean on the other side of this door. Don't stay here. Look, I will be making a phone call, 911. What's your emergency? I just got an interview. They were like, damn, we had sex. Don't have nothing to do with this. I'm going to need you to go. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the fact that you wasted my time. Good night now. Now I still got to have a look. I need you to go so I can get that. Bye-bye now. Savage. Whatever. That'll be my hashtag, but I'm not having it.
All right, darling. I'm going to let you go on over there.
I'm going to go to the Love Lounge. Apparently, it's a whole bunch of freaks over there. We can have a whole conversation.
Oh, yes.
Lady A and Life. I need to see what Lady A and Van are up to.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, Van is hunched up in the corner, hunching on my
massage. Van is probably saying to herself, ooh, Gina Storm is my sister in real life. There is no way I will be that cat. And Lady A is high-fiving me like, girl, you better tell him.
I know, right? Exactly.
I normally don't make it here, but I had to come through because I have a show in like 28 minutes at DSR. So I wanted to come through and say hello to y'all and share my love and my story. Y'all can come through when you leave. Come and visit us. Absolutely. I don't always have time, but I made time tonight. So I appreciate y'all so much.
And we appreciate you,
so
too.
So tonight, is there any particular topic?
Oh, yeah. I understood the assignment. I did what I had to do. One love, one mic, divas. Thank you.
One love, one mic. Girl, she done gave me a whole bunch of topics to talk about in the coming shows. One night stands and why we don't have nobody in our beds and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. These some pretty good topics.
Yeah, my bed's kind of lonely too, Dang Nabbit.
Hey. Before I open up this next microphone, yes, Kalinda, you know it's about time. I'm going to open up Poetic's mic again and see if he can give us the rundown for Tiffany. See, she's the we good. Welcome back, Poetic.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. We're good. Can you please give us the rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, the Hurricane, and that's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be, should be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday, be right back here with another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Diva, did y'all sound, hold on for a second, did y'all sound a little bit rushed to you, Diva? I mean, what y'all over there doing? I got to go peek
over here.
Y'all just heard me talk about what my bed ain't getting, all right?
And I
just at that point now, mind your business. Let me get back over
all
there.
All right,
talking to her, so you know,
maybe next show,
I might have a little something,
All right. I did that.
Well, go on back over there.
Thank you very much. One love, one night.
Baby, peace.
Lord,
hey, Diva, I think it's after all.
Girl. Ooh, we got another caller up in here. We're going to open up this next microphone to area code 50405. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Michelle. Hey.
Hey,
shit.
What's going on?
Man, I had to take away for a little while because I had so much going on these past couple weeks. But, yeah, I'm here. Hey, ladies. My diva.
We definitely missed you, girl. Also, we talking about another bedtime story. I know we are because you are one. Oh, man. Yo. I can't wait, but I gotta answer the question anyway. I'm anxious. Shit. If your bed could talk, what would it say?
Jill Scott said it all.
Let's hear celibacy play. Lord, got something over me. Like an addict, I can really use a thing. You know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Man, when she was singing Celibacy Blues, I was sitting here like, she's singing my song. She's telling my story. Jill Scott is a fucking snitch. Anyway.
You know what? I used to, when I first started practicing abstinence, I had the blues for a minute. I was like, it's got, come on now, you know. But every time I went back to thinking about the game and no connection, and, you know, you can get transfer energy and shit with people when you allow them into your space like that. So I said, you know what? Nah, I'm good. I'm going to leave it alone. So it got better over time. And I just got new toys that work better.
Right. Because it's like, you don't know who's spirit you're inviting into your body. And you, that shit transferred. And I don't want it.
It does. I damn sure don't want it. They call it an STD, spiritually transferred, transmitted disease. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and yeah, that's, I don't have the time for it. I don't. I don't have the time for it.
Look, let me tell you something.
What was
you absorb other folks' energy, and you be wondering why after you done gave them some that you feeling a certain kind of way, and you know that ain't even your part of your makeup. Like, why am I feeling like this? It's them. It's what you've absorbed from them. It ain't you. I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I angry?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at nobody. Wrong. The energy that you
and until you do your spiritual cleanse, until you do your spiritual cleanse, and until you sit there and release yourself or cut them ties, you're going to be sitting there holding on to that crap for a minute. Now, I'm not doing that no more. I swear to God.
You're absolutely right. We got to get back to this topic. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. I know you did. So, whenever you're ready.
I was writing it. Wow.
Don't do that. You won't piss off.
No.
You don't make me fuss you out, girl. Oh, no. Did her call drop this down?
Yep, it sure did. Call back, T.
Call back. Come on. Get up in here and give us what you got. We want it. Lord. I'll tell you what. While we are waiting for Keith, call back and Diva. I got a little something. I got another little bit something.
Okay. Right on. Your mic is yours.
I already know you got something in your arsenal. Thank you. This is called Life's Bliss. Here, kitty kitty. Come and give me a kiss. It's what he says to me when he comes home for lunch. He says he tastes life's bliss when he gives her his special kiss. Telling me he'll never really be done because he never wants the taste of me to ever leave his lips. That makes him want every inch of him to be inside of me all of the time. Like reading his favorite book of poetry notes, getting inspired to create another masterfully crafted line. Apple, peach, and pear, the blend of these flavors down there are those of which his tongue fares. The taste of me he craves that dances with his tongue. These flavors awaken the heat in his skin. Now look what you've done. My kitty's all wet again. He says he wants to sweat drops of me like a sticky aphrodisiac from the tangles of his beard, while keeping me wet as an oil spill, holding my thighs tight so I can never pull back. His tongue is always here, never stopping until he gets his fill, but it's like he's never really done. It's almost as if she was created to be manipulated by his tongue. But I'm fine with that. He can have all of this cat. And because he is the way he is, my pussy craves his kiss. He's my pussy monster. And her name is Life's Bliss. And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm. Every time I hear that piece, I'm like, ooh, Lord.
So,
the pussy monster,
Diva,
really? Ooh, yes.
I think we got T back up in here. You want to give it another try?
Absolutely.
Let me open her mic again. Do we have you back,
okay,
Diva, up in here in the Erotic Love Zone?
Hey. The Blog Talk lady got me.
I know.
I know,
she,
right?
She, you
know,
mm-hmm. She irritates me sometimes. She do that. Yes. You know, she
well,
might be feeling some type
up
of way because she ain't got no bedtime stories, but I know you do. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is called The Struggle. Do I really want to go to bed alone again? Highly unlikely. I toss and turn in angst, defying my refusal to steal touches, regretting that I threw away every apparatus that dwelled in my side table drawer after Bob burned out and the batteries were repurposed for the usage of my remote control. So, again, against my better judgment, I allowed my phalanges to trace my body until slumber greets the most indulgent manifestations, giving permission to my fingertips on my left to flick and tickle, and the palm of my right hand to grip and lift my nipple, offering it to my lips. But my appetite reluctantly desires so much more. So I reach for auditory stimulation, as my hand provided the same for my clitoral regions. And I push play, and I heard you say, "I'm coming for you." Nothing else you said mattered at that moment, because I needed you to do just that. And my toes curled, my back arched, and my legs convulsed as I welcomed these waters to rush in and torrential flows to loop my bed sheets. To be continued. That's at peace.
Lord, heaven's
a mother, Troy. Wait a minute. You push play.
Yes. See, that piece, that part right there.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like self-love, honey. God. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that was the girl, your voice.
Yes.
That tone. Mm. That so soft and effortless when you speak. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I can hear y'all some phalanges touching and
I
love words.
Yeah, and then I talked about my battery operated boyfriend burning out.
Mine did that the other night. I was just about to have a happy ending, and it went. I said, no.
Let me tell you how bad it got. I was so pissed off at that thing.
Oh,
I took every toy I owned away. I was like, forget it, I quit.
Oh, wow.
I said, you got to be fucking
kidding
me.
I still got my shower head, I swear to God.
Like, what?
I still got my shower head. We're good to go.
Okay.
Yes. You're right about that right there. I was so mad because I wanted that big boom. And usually now I can get it from my hands, but usually I can get a better one, a stronger one from my toy. And the damn thing just cocked that. I said, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, I was so pissed off with that thing. I said, I ain't got time to wait for you to charge. Damn it, shit.
Nah, let's not talk about the rose. You won't leave that there.
Girl.
Damn.
Let's not talk about the rose.
Oh, I threw one of my favorite ones across the room, mad at it, because it had run down too, and I was just like pissed and threw it across the room and couldn't find it for a month. I was hot.
Now the thing was the rose was doing the job. I promise you. It was doing it so well. It was started talking shit. So I sat there and threw that motherfucker across the room. I was like, hold on, wait a minute, because you're doing too much. Hold on, wait.
Hey, come on back, baby. Wait a minute. Let me get you back. Right quick.
No. I chunked that bad boy across the room. Like, I need to pause for a bit. This is not working for me. This ain't nothing but the devil.
When
I purchased it, I was like, shoot, I can't send it back. So.
Right. Wow.
Man, any kind of disclaimer or nothing saying, hey, you might not be ready for this mug. Hey. And I wasn't.
You know what? I don't have one of those, but I have a very, very high powered one that has several different speeds, but I can't seem to get out of gear too. Because when I took it up to the third one, I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh,
okay,
like,
no, we're going to
third gear, right? Like, I see.
Now, that thing is too high powered for me. I think my girl just a little too sensitive for that extra. I was like, this thing got 10 speeds? For who? For what?
Right.
I don't know who coochie is to take all 10 speeds, but they stand for it.
Oh, Lord.
That's fine. If you sensitize my, all right. But I, you know what?
And that'll not be Jordan a single. Hey,
pull him up. Put a poster up. Be good.
I might order me a rose. I'm going to check it out and see, because I done heard so many good things about it and shit. I'm going to try. No.
They don't put a disclaimer on it, so I'm letting you know now.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare yourself.
Well, I want just a little bit. Tell me, does it have suction, a lot of suction, or is it just the vibration? What is it?
It's vibration, suction, and it's multiple speeds. It's the devil.
No.
With batteries. No, it doesn't. It has a charger, like a cell phone charger.
But you can set it on a nightstand and it'll look real pretty.
I threw mine. I don't even know where it is. Still to this day, that's the only one I can't find because every other toy got thrown away.
Oh, Lord.
You must find that.
Yeah.
You got to find that thing, girl.
Yeah. It's in the back of my closet somewhere.
You know what I want to try? I want to try those what's the name, them panties. Just give somebody the remote. And just be out somewhere. See.
Oh my! No, see,
no.
Yes, I'm gonna play.
That's in control there, girl. Lord.
You ever did that out in public? Nah. Some people do that out in public. Like, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm. I want to play. I'm an exhibitionist and a voyeur. I don't care. I want to play. I want to see, just for the hell of it. Do they really, really make you react that way? We'll see. One day.
You let me know. I quit.
You sound quick. I definitely will. Before I let you go, though, T, I want you to tell us what you got going on in the world of poetry. Because I know you always got something going on.
But right now, I'm trying to get back into the promotions and everything like that of all my people and whatnot. But I'm currently in school hiring my education and whatnot. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
I'm mad at you. Get it. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to have to send you over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic and Lady A and Gina Storm. And you go on in there, order your drink. Drink is on the house. Kalinda's the mixologist. She got whatever it is that you want over there. All right.
Absolutely.
And if she's a little hunched up in the corner with Poetic, just, you know, tap the bar and you know, she know what to do. Okay, because he has a tendency to occupy all her time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can understand the distraction. I get it. But I'll follow your instructions.
There you go.
All right,
one love.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
one
so
love,
much.
One love, Mike. You're welcome.
One love.
Wow. Steve. That was a treat. Ain't heard her in a long time. That was awesome. So, Diva.
She got that X factor.
Yes, she
does.
Absolutely. But speaking of it factor, I want to hear, I'm ready. We are ready for another piece from you. You know, because I know you got something in your arsenal.
Lord,
I know you did. And then we're gonna come back and we're gonna open up the next mic, but we're gonna do another station identification break after you do your piece. So Diva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This one's old, so it's a little explicit. Ass up, face down on the bed. I was so sex induced. That hard slap on my ass let me know that's exactly what you said. You pried apart my knees, pushed my back in deep, stroked my slits just so damn good. You wanted me to come so hard it was guaranteed I'd fall asleep. But little did you know, my Kegels went into effect, gripping as you were dipping, wanted me to milk you. You started slipping, thinking you had me tripping over your thick. Then I turned to give it a slippery suck, or 10 in a lick. You moaned for me, my lips cut no slack, but you wanted more pussy, so you turned me, told me to throw it back. Had me using all my might, you moaning my name, going faster, pounding my tight hole. Damn, when did the tables turn? You're gonna snatch my soul. You come with a shout, I come screaming. I'm gonna feel you for days, even when I'm dreaming. Damn, you came so good, I can tell. I'm still oozing from your wood. I wanna peek again and again and again once more. Let's do it all night until we're drained and deliciously sore. And that's that piece.
Wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute. Until we are drained and deliciously sore. Oh,
yeah.
That part right there. Yes. Yes. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. There ain't nothing like that. That, you know, that soreness after a good one. Is that's the one that make you go, ooh, oh, yeah. Yes. That's close. I like that, Diva. Damn. Good. Okay. Can we get a station ID real quick first before we go and fall deep into this piece, this next poll bring us?
Sure.
To Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, the Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, put your hand up. Press that one and join us. We love you to participate. Ooh, Diva. Mm-hmm. We in trouble, because here come another.
Yeah, wow.
Lord,
I have got some water doing the breeze, Lord.
Well, too late now because I'm about to open up his mic. This my homie. We got here, Mojave. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey,
Hey, ladies. How are you?
We're good. We're trying to hold on, but the floor done got a little slippery, you know, because it done got a little hot up in here with these.
It's
telling bedtime stories. Yeah. Yes. Whoa. Yes. Whoa. The microphones is They not only they can't even set the microphones on fire because they just slipping out of our hands from all of the deliciousness and the juiciness. And okay.
I like that.
I want to ask the question. If your bed could talk, what would it say?
Nigga, get in it. Get in it. Hey there. Get your ass down, man. Get your ass over here and lay down. So, yo, you gonna need to give me some ass and give me some head at the same time. I need the both of them. I need both of them. You're gonna have to give it to me. Give it to me
now.
Give it to me now.
I hear you.
That was my best friend. My bed at home has a lot of. My bed at home has no test. My couch be like, oh, that nigga here had that. Nasty too, filthy mouth. Nasty, nasty buzzard. Yeah, son of a. You know. My couch is going to be like Bernie Mac. Like, you said I'm a bitch? Dude, this what was you in here doing? You ain't seen me say nothing. I seen your ass coming.
You know what?
Seen your nasty ass on this motherfucking couch.
Yeah, damn you. Oh, God. Yo, you're crazy. But I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. And because you never disappoint.
Maybe.
So, maybe. Did you? Don't make me. Don't take me there. Please, you know me.
I just want to know, can you hear me clearly? Because I am not, home. I'm actually... Okay, let me try this. Because hopefully this will work out that way. It's better?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You sound much clearer.
Because I'm actually in my car. I'm actually trying to finish this laundry off real fast in a hurry. I swear, if I like this, like, I'm an asshole. Because I'm like, all my matching socks. I was like, all the matches. Oh, the other goddamn bag. Oh, watch this. I got no matches to the socks.
You never get back matching socks in the laundry. Yes, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. It was the way she spread her ass cheeks to me. Showed me where rivers began. Ass. My tongue was ready to take a swim. Manicured nails, shiny, reflecting flicker of light, illuminating the ocean of wetness, asking me to dive in. Her skin tasting of ancient sweat. I could have sworn her pussy smiled and her asshole winked as I dropped to my knees and they asked me to drink. Your lips asking for a kiss. French, each lick forming a bridge, wetness gliding down the ridge. Beard slick while fingers play fire, igniting her wick. The upward thrust of her thighs as for more, move slightly left, more, pull slightly back. Manicured hand grabs lock like joystick, pulls hair, makes tongue hit buttons with combos. The enter up, up, down, left, right, BA, then start to give her breath. Soft form, moan, I loan from her feel. Thickens. Pushing blood, pulse to match waves, shaking in her hips a rain dance, a call from the heavens. The circlet of ancient ritual creates birth, my worth in my hand, shutting, moving, exploratory to your drenched glory, wanting to know your story. The glances we share, full of fornication. Give consent to the king. As I down the taste of your passion, spread across my man roof, your beautiful valley fresh with dew. It's a refreshing effervescence,
while we sample each other's essence, the spiritual exchange and physical presence, we walk these planes of existence. So our pleasure arts are pleasing, ever-releasing ancestral DNA, transactional sweat play. This is the way. You are away. Let me wrap your legs about my hard intention with your soft nipples, hard nipples pointing pleasure, ever clever how passion tastes, wanted, sweet with weight, anticipation, as I coat the inside of your oceanic walls. You wanted all the smoke. We are an exchange of sweet pain, pressure, the thickness of colliding measures. It is the way that you spread wide to let me enjoy the blessing inside. We enjoy this blessing, which we turn into a loving blessing. Home.
Damn.
Oh, my word. Okay.
I'm trying not to be too raunchy for tonight. Oh, Lord. Mm. Damn, huh?
Wait a minute. Manicured hands grabbed like a joystick? Is it what? Did I hear that? Oh, my.
Hands grabbed locks like a joystick.
Oh, my word.
Which means... If you're doing a certain thing, oral, cunnilingus, eating pussy, however you want to call it, you can sometimes be directed by someone moving your head to make sure that you're approaching the proper spot.
Mm.
It is an extreme compliment for someone to grab your head or your hair and to move you to the spot to get addressing. To help them come harder. But
God.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
Bless you, effervescence.
But you can't
okay.
do everybody. You can't do everybody. You can't do everybody.
You're right about that.
Just listen. Mm-hmm. You know, just can't just give it away. Can't give it away. Only for the special people.
Oh my God!
Like you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Oh Lord!
Oh my God! Thank you. Now, before we let you escape, okay, we need to know what you got going on in Epiphany Universe. What's happening?
You know what's real funny? I was supposed to be doing the Honey Dripper 2.0, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I just know where.
Oh, Lord.
Although I have an alternative plan because I was supposed to be doing a secret project, but I do know. That I might table it to the last Tuesday of the month because I have encountered this cool brother. His name is I just lost his name. Just quick. I can't think of it right now. However, because I'm more blank. But literally, it's going to be a serious interview. I like doing these interviews with you know people who are responsible for how I move out in the world or. They've done certain things. Oh, Mo Beasley. My bad. Jesus Christ. Mo Beasley of Urban Erotica fame, of Bring the Noise, Bring the Funk fame, of, you know, some of the different things. Like, I made a solid connection with him, and he's actually Jason Moore's cousin, but I didn't, you know, I didn't use that connection. I actually met him straight up, and we had a really good conversation. I want to interview him for the network. He has so much knowledge. He has so many different things that are popping with him, so... I really want to do that next. So, you know, I might run something into there, you know, because the other thing is we had a really hell of a good fly season. I might just have to do a part two to that because I definitely think that we didn't get everything out, you know. So, you know, emotional unavailability part two probably.
Okay. I'm with it. I'm definitely with it. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm waiting for that. Anxious even. That's what's up. All right, well, Javi, thank you very much. I'm going to send you right over there. Yep. I know you're doing laundry and stuff, but I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge real quick. You know, Tina Shaw is over there. Poetic is over there. We got Lady A over there. You know, go on there and grab yourself a drink. They're on the house and enjoy yourself. Sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off.
Okay.
Baby. One love,
well, thank you. One love, one night.
One night.
So, we always, I always know we're going to get in trouble with certain folks that come in here. I know. It ain't getting no better. It's going, Lord have mercy. I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code. 614, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Divas, it's Kelly Connor.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Kelly, what's up, Diva?
I told you we're getting ready to get it.
I just wrote a little short piece that tonight's show is, oh, my gosh, just, oh, so hot. I mean, I am like, in the AC that's sweating to death.
It's all right, though. It's all right. But we still got to ask you the question. If your bed could talk, what would it say?
It would say, the weather outside is the only thing making you sweat. But it does have a few secrets. It has a few secrets.
That's all right.
It's all right.
But I know you brought something. You said you wrote something, so we are anxious to hear it. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours. Oh,
thank you very much. This is called Our Little Secret. My bed whispered to me, "Damn, girl, who was he? The indentation of your bodies intertwined felt different, and it excited me. I had yet to meet his proper acquaintance, but I decided it was okay to skip the pleasantries as he entered you and you both punished me. His voice didn't sound familiar, but I loved the oohs and ahs of his baritone mixing with your breathless teeth-shattering shudders. Oh, and the sweetness of the sweat dripping on me as I hungrily licked at every drop of this mixed drink of fluid surrounding me and damn near drowning me. But I still didn't want it to end. Then y'all had the nerve to flip me over and do it again and again, and I loved it. Bring those hands back to me. Bring that body back to me. Damn, girl, who is he? And that's that piece.
Lord, I was getting all caught up. Like,
I couldn't find the damn mute button. I think I took myself out the damn studio. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Wait, you know what? It's something about that deep baritone voice on a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like whatever he says, the panties just say, fuck it, we don't need to be on you, and they just fly off.
And go ahead and go home with him.
And oh Lord have mercy. Yes.
Mm.
That was delicious. And you
Thank
said you,
you
just wrote that?
Well, I wrote it tonight, yeah, while I was listening to the show.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it.
Bring it back to my brain, Lord.
That was delicious, Kelly. Thank you so much for calling. And we miss you, girl.
Thank you, miss you both.
Yeah. Let's take you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Love.
Jeez. Yes, about to get even hotter up in here. I see it. Yeah. Yep. You better take a sip now because I'm about to open up his microphone. We in trouble. There you go. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, Terry Rob, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight,
y'all? Oh, stop it. Y'all not in trouble. I ain't that heavy a poet. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods, trying to show my sister some love.
Let me tell you something. You saying that about you not being that good of a poet is like me going to the doctor and he telling me that my pain level is not what I say it is. You don't know how your poetry affects me, okay? Humility is nice. It's nice to be humble, but honey, I'm trying to hold you. Ooh, I'm trying to get you to understand.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. You do something to me when you
read your poetry. Ooh, Lord. I'm glad you called. I got
y'all are hilarious.
Well,
thank you.
The question is, J-Rob, if your bed could talk, what would it say?
My bed would tell me to tell everyone to mind their business. This is grown folk shit over here.
I know that's right. God damn it.
I know that's right. I hear that. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we trying to be all up in your business. So can you give us a little bit of a bedtime story and something that you brought for us? Because I know you brought something delicious. I know you did.
Let me put this cigar down so I can say something.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Her bed smells like the dopest cologne that I can find that night before our scintillating scheduled rendezvous that left a scent on her pillow that was like fingerprints to her nostrils. She remembers us. She stares at me with those half-closed eyes before she sat on my lap just to look at my lips long enough to inhale my oh shit baby whispers while licking my lips. Then covering my chin with her hand, she smiles, teasing herself continually because she disagrees with me as to how big my lips are, so she softly kisses them, mouthing words that sound like how fucking soft they are and how she can't wait to watch me enjoy her orally. So we make out. We make out like hungry, succulent, sensuous teenagers whose raging hormones are overriding this animalistic urge to please each other, dry humping hard enough to tear a hole in my pants as she allows me permission by her own hand, one button at a time, to enjoy her blouse with her lace bra exposing her bare accessories that allows me to snap my fingers, unhook her bra in one move. And all I'm thinking to myself is, she is really a chocolate-covered angel. And if you know me, I just love chocolate. Yet for some reason, the continuation of this osculation takes me back to a place when a woman kissed you for this long only because she really liked you. Before tasting her other body parts, this was an exercise in above-the-waist aristocratic acrobatics. This was juicy. This was sexy. This was passionate. So much so that even our moans were mutually musical. This wasn't the same dance that we shared so long, so often before. This was different. This felt different. Her hunger and her energy was different. As I matched her surrender to her passions, it was the prelude to what we were going to be. This was going to be an incredible evening of forever until the sound of bacon cooking from the other end of a song and wax faded into memory. And then we remained entangled in each other's arms with her sitting on my lap, trapped in silk until I woke up with her perfume all over me, invading my nostrils. Her taste is still on my lips. My beard and mustache has her flavor all over my face. It has been an exercise in existentialism. She tastes just like me after I tasted her from when she tasted her off of me. And all I'm thinking is, God damn, this motherfucker can really kiss. Poem.
You know what? I have to be honest with you. There is something about the way you say fuck. Does it for me. It makes me just straight up like, and I want to hear you say it again and again and again. God.
Help me. That zing, Lord, can't take it sometimes.
It is. Nobody says, fuck, like you. It's just, it's like, I don't know. I'll tell you later how to, when I figure it out, I'll tell you, but it's just something about it that just, does it for me. I ain't the only one that does it for. I'm going to tell you that right now. But the peace and the peace, you know, you are one of the powerhouses in this poetry world. And you write exquisite poetry. Your wordplay, your rhythm, your cadence, the way you oh my God. It's absolutely delicious. I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Diva, I don't know what else to say right now. You take it, Diva. Yeah. Oh.
See, I had a line, but see, then he messed me up because then he said the word, and I just got stuck, and Anyway, that was just so damn sexy and delicious and delectable and all that good stuff. Because you like chocolate. Lord have mercy. I'm so
I know. Thank you.
Yes.
And then, before we let you go,
Yes.
Before we let you go, love, can you please tell everybody what you got going on in Epiphany Radio? Please.
If y'all haven't heard already, tomorrow night, please join me, J. Robert Wise's son. And Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, for a night of poetry. This week we want to know something. If I was ink, would you spill me like this? Finish the poem.
You know, you just got a way of saying things when you say what you say. How you say it, how you sound, it's just, Lord.
What did I say?
It's everything that you say. It's just the way that you say what you say when you say it. It just makes me.
Yes. I can't take it sometimes. Okay, so if you were the ink, I spill you. Say what? Say that one more time.
If I was ink, would you spill me like this?
Lord. Okay, I'm going to save my words for my piece. I'm thinking of something right now. Yes. All right. I'm not going to hold you hostage any longer. I thank you for calling in. Thank you for that exquisite, delicious piece. And thank you for saying.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Maybe you can pry Poetic away from Kalinda for a minute and let her serve the other patrons. Okay. Because I'm getting messages that...
if he already jumped across the table, y'all, it's over.
All right, well, thank you very much, J-Rom. One love, one mic.
One love,
one life. Girl, you. Every time. Oh, Lord. And we got another caller up in here. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up this next microphone to. Y'all have to forgive me because I don't have my book of numbers. I usually can tell who's calling, but I'm going by area codes now, so. Just be patient with me. We're going to open up this next mic, Diva, to area code 747. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Feel the vibe.
Okay. I kind of figured that was you. What's up, Rob? How you doing?
I am good. What's up with y'all ladies? Y'all acting naughty?
We trying to behave, but it's kind of hard with this topic. You know, right, Diva?
Yeah, true.
I can do that. Forgive me for calling in late. So I'm just checking in on you, see what's happening.
Well, I know you didn't just check in on us to see what's happening. I know you brought something for us to listen to. I got to ask you the question first, too. You know, we got to, you know, it's levels to this shit. We can't just jump right into it. So, let me ask you the question of the evening. Rob, poetry, tomorrow. If your bed could talk, what would it say?
It would say, in the middle of this bed, I'm viewing healthy creation of black woman magic. Plump proportions of brown sugar, stretch marks, sagging 44 double D's, and a salt and pepper afro. Ugh, it can't wait. You're upping the stakes of consensual obligation to mate. Fuck a condom. Even in my 50s, I'm eager to procreate. To build with lips, climbing your peaks, to suck tips of the gold mine, penetrating side to side with thighs high, moan, sonic booms, inevitable prelude to the art of love, riding pistols and lars fitting like gloves, evolving efforts going deep, deep, pump, pump, pump it up. Expansion, saturated skies, never too much. Coming, multiple climax at the top, that balanced resolution. Attaining concessions, progressing elevation with a mighty ass smack. Reach around, face down in the pillow, back it up, do it again. Fuck, who does it belong to? It's us. Dripping wisdom on the phallus. Libating throat chakras, consuming drops of the messenger in its delivery from head to state. We're not naughty, we're using common sense, echoing in chambers of togetherness, spiritual consensus straddling you on kitchen tabletops, Get It Daddy is your confirmation, overheard by neighbors and the mailman stalling his route every time he comes by our house. But we keep it exclusive. Our energy is a two-way street, freaking out missionary doggy style, fucking your mouth, metaphors, spreading between your cheeks, fitting neatly inside commodities, extraordinary gifted performance, commanding odyssey that keeps us going, never relenting in designs of knowing how good we are to each other. And that's what that bed, that's what my bed says to me. In peace.
Hey, that really got a whole lot to say. Okay. All right.
Hey, that person's got me up for that.
Oh, sometimes for a minute, damn, that was a okay, wow. Well, thank you for that piece of deliciousness. But before we let you go, can you please tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio?
I got a whole lot going on, a whole lot you all don't want to miss. I'm co-hosting with La Perla Negra, all that sexiness, plumpness, all that beautiful sexiness. You know how it is. We're not talking sexy, we're talking about therapy. Love, poetry therapy every other Saturday. I don't know which one's the next one, but I'll be there. And of course, next, in hopefully in August or September, I'll be returning the vibe. Back with myself, and tentatively the co-host will be Carrie Casey, Poetically Speaking Kindly. That's not confirmed yet, but I'll keep you guys posted. That's what's up.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that, hey, maybe it'll work out for you. That would be really nice.
Oh, trust me, it will.
That's what's up. Well, thank you so much for that awesome piece and calling into the show, showing your support and love as always. And I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody that's up in there. Go grab you a drink. Sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one love.
One love, one
love.
One
love,
one
love.
Wow. This was a hell of a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Wow. Right? You got us both wowing. Oh, man. All right, Diva, you got any last words for the evening?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much. For those who participated, I really appreciate you. And for those who are listening online, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's hot. The weather is hot. The heat indices are, like, ridiculously high. So y'all stay safe and stay cool. Got to go out, take some water with you. Take some ice water, okay? And y'all be safe. God bless you guys. Diva?
All right. What my diva says, you heard. You know, just, you know, be sensible about everything. If you're not feeling well, stay home and chill until you start feeling better. Continue to love one another and respect each other and get that good relationship going with yourself if you already have it. I love you guys for calling in. I want to thank every last one of you poets for all this unique, sexy, wonderful poetry that you bring. And your support every week for us. And with that, I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.